is here. We are in the studio talking about relationships and bettering. And if you're in a relationship and you're not boosting the other person up or making the situation better, maybe that's a sign, guys. Maybe it's a sign. Maybe you just need to focus on you. Sometimes you need space. Sometimes things outgrow each other. Are you guys dating, like casual dating? And I have a buddy, and he hit me up. He said him and this chick, they've been dating for a couple months now, and she told him that she's starting to feel a little abandoned because he just got a new job and a new Ferrari, and the time that the two formed. Because I believe it, whatever recent thing that they had to start making their bond tighter and closer. And I think this other stuff that just came out of left field is sort of like a distraction, and it's pulling them apart slowly. And he's not paying attention to it. He spoke to me and told me about it. I was like, bro, if she took the time, right? If a person takes the time and she told you this is how she felt, this is what she wants, I feel that maybe you should put an effort towards it. If she's worth it, if the relationship is worth it, why not do it? And then I told him, even if it was vice versa, would you think she wouldn't want you to fight for her? And if it was vice versa, you wouldn't want her to fight for you or fight for your relationship? So, long story short, they're trying to work things out. And it's a big salute. So, I don't know. Hit me up. Tell me what you guys think. What should he do? What should he do? Uh-oh. Ghana, I see you guys over there. I see you. Got some new followers over there in Ghana. Salute to y'all. But, Leah, hit me up. Let me know. It's a party king.
This is a party king. Party king. He's exclusive.
Sometimes you outgrow situations. You're going to outgrow people. It's okay. It's okay. They're going to reject you. They're not going to understand you. They're going to talk about you. They're going to try to belittle you. They're going to try to kill your character. They're going to try to assassinate your character. In every way. A wise man told me that the devil don't send a motherfucker from far away. He always attacked from inside. Who the fuck is closest to you? Think about it. How the fuck is this person doing? How the fuck does this person know that? It's someone close to you. And 9 times out of 10, it's the motherfucker that you don't want to believe that's doing it. It's the motherfucker that you put so much trust in. The one that you love the most. It's always the ones that you love the most that always seem to bite you in the ass and hurt you the most. But 10 out of 10, them always the motherfuckers that need your help. That want you to fucking always help them. Hey, I'm here to tell you, let that shit go. When your motherfuckers getting them motherfuckers new asses done, you know what they doing? They ain't adding no new shit on. They taking some old shit that's on your body and they reform. So they taking dead weight and making it some new space. Their way and putting them in. They gon' do they best.
This is a Party King.
He's exclusive. Like I said, the enemy will come and attack you. They will come to the closest person. I always speak off experience. This podcast ain't shit fake. That's why it's explicit. It tell you in the beginning that this shit is explicit. If I'm on this motherfucker speaking to y'all, you don't know how much this shit helped me. I'm speaking to you, help you with your problems, and I'm helping my damn self. You know the people that hit my inbox, hit my phone that I'm helping? Guess what? I'm the strong friend that nobody motherfucking helped. So I gotta fucking get it vitamins that I need to get it. I got counselors. I got a motherfucker listen to music and seek this. If I said the enemy is attacking from the inside, man, the enemy is attacking my goddamn house, home, every fucking day. Every day. Sometimes he might have used me, but every fucking day he's attacking me and showing me some shit. Maybe this shit destined that this shit gonna be so awesome and great that it scares the demons. I said, I don't want to live in sin no more. If I gotta stop having sex with a motherfucker, if I gotta cut myself off from friends and family that I ain't gotta curse, drink, smoke, whatever it takes. Sometimes you gotta cut motherfuckers off. Not for them, but for you, for your peace. If you arguing, fighting every damn day, I had a baby fucking stroke. I told my auntie this, who's a doctor. She said, son, that sound like damn near stroke. Be glad that you survived that you shook that off, because some people don't. I said, my chest hurted. It felt like my heart was beating out my chest, then it tightened up. My whole left side was fucking hurting, like numb. I was beating on my fucking arm and head and shit. Like, for real. And I got a motherfucking woman that I got a child by, doing bitch ass shit, snake ass shit. And every time I leave, this motherfucker trying to beg and lying. I'ma do right. And only complain and problems. So this is the Party King Keys saying, pray for a nigga. Pray for your boy. Cause you might not hear from me again. Some shit might go left. I might not be in my might man and might black the fuck out again. I don't know. But if you can hear this, pray for me. Cause I need that shit. Cause I might hurt me a motherfucker.